The next testimony, number two, is done by a man named Ariel. When we started to go up to the kingdom of heaven, we came to a beautiful place with precious doors. In front of the doors were two angels, and they started to talk, but their speech was angelic, and we could not understand what they were saying. But the Holy Ghost gave us understanding. They were welcoming us. The Lord Jesus put his hands on the doors, and they opened. If Jesus were not with us, we would never have been able to come inside of heaven. We began to appreciate everything in heaven. We saw a huge tree. The Bible describes this tree as the tree of life, Revelation 2:7. We went to a river and saw a lot of fish inside. Everything was just so amazing that my friends and I decided to go inside the water. We began to swim under the water. We saw the fish moving around and they caressed our bodies. They didn't swim away as normally happens on earth. The presence of the Lord calmed the fish. The fish could trust us because they knew we weren't going to harm them. I was so blessed and marveled that I grabbed one of the fish and took it out of the water. What was so amazing was that the fish was very quiet, enjoying the presence of the Lord, even in my hands. I put the fish back into the water. I could see in the distance that there were white horses in heaven, as it is written in the Word of God in Revelation 19:11. Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse appeared. Its rider is called Faithful and True. Justly he judges and wages war. Those horses were the ones that the Lord will use when he comes to the earth to take his people, his church. I walked to the horses and began to pet them. The Lord followed me and allowed me to ride one of them. When I started to ride, I felt something that I had never felt before on earth. I began to experience the peace, the freedom, the love, the holiness that a person can have in that beautiful place. I started to enjoy everything that my eyes could see. I just wanted to enjoy everything in that beautiful paradise that the Lord has prepared for us. We also could see the wedding banquet table. Everything was already served. It had no beginning or end. We saw chairs prepared for us. There was also crowns of eternal life that were ready to be taken by us. We saw delicious foods that are already set for all those who will be invited to the wedding of the Lamb. Angels were there with some white cloth for the cloaks that the Lord is preparing for us. I was amazed looking at all these things. The Word of God tells that we have to receive the kingdom of God like little children, Matthew 18:3. When we were in heaven, we were like little children. We started to enjoy everything there, the flowers, the residence. The Lord even allowed us to go inside the residence. Then God took us to a place that had many children. The Lord was in the middle of them, and he started to play with them. He made sure to spend enough time with each of them, and he enjoyed being with them. We got close to the Lord and asked him, "Lord, are these children the ones who are going to be born on earth?" And the Lord answered, "No. These children are the ones who were aborted on the earth." Upon hearing that, I felt something inside of me, and it made me shake. I remembered something I had done in the past, when I did not know the Lord. At that time, I was in a relationship with a woman, and she got pregnant. When she told me she was pregnant, I did not know what to do, so I asked her for some time to make a decision. Time passed, and when I went to tell her my decision, it was already too late because she had an abortion. And that marked my life. Even after I accepted the Lord in my heart, that abortion was something I could never forgive myself of. But God did something that day. He allowed me to enter that place and told me,
"Ariel, do you see that girl that is there? That girl is your daughter."
When he told me that, I saw the girl, and I felt the wound that I had on my soul for such a long time, and it started to heal. The Lord allowed me to walk close to her, and she got close to me. I took her in my hands and I saw her eyes. One word I heard from her lips:
Daddy.
I understood and I felt that God had mercy on me, and he had forgiven me, but I had to learn to forgive myself. Dear friend, whoever reads this, I want to tell you one thing. God has already forgiven your sins. Now you have to learn to forgive yourself. I give thanks to God for allowing me to share this testimony with you. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you honor and glory. This testimony is of the Lord. He allowed us to receive this revelation. I hope that each one of my brothers that reads this testimony shall receive the blessing of this testimony and take it to bless many others. God bless you.